This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wow. Beautiful day here in the Mile High City. Thank you so much for being with us. Once again, check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com. There you can find a list of great companies that we do business with, and we highly recommend that you give them a shot to earn your trust in your business as well. And also, all of our past shows are there, all of our podcasts. If you would like to listen to a past show and check out our guests there, we would love to have you tune in there. Our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. That comes right to my cell phone, actually. So I promise you, if you need something, we will get back to you as soon as possible and see if we can be of some help. Well, good to have my good friend Jim Minter back with us. Jim is with Colorado Cleanup Services, and I've known Jim for a number of years. Just because you're old, Jim. Yeah, I'm not, you know, but no, man, I can't even, man, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been a good number of years that we've been friends, so I appreciate your friendship and also, man, you know, good company for a long time, Colorado Cleanup Services, remediation and restoration expert. So we'll get into a few other things here, but first of all, for those that haven't caught you on the show before, let's just give a little introduction here to Colorado Cleanup Services. 16th year, you're doing something right.
Well, I hope so. I sure think we are.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of companies that do what we do, Scott, and the ones that stick around are the ones that are ethical and honest and do things right and don't try to scare people, but educate right. them and just take care of the problem.
Sure. And, you know, A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau team, Dave Logan. Dave's a good friend. And so you can give them, let me give you their number. Y'all just put this in your phone in case you ever need it. 303-237-4406. 303-237-4406. So kind of give us just a bird's eye view, so to speak, of the different things that you guys, you know, offer.
Yeah, we're a full-service remediation restoration company. So what does that mean? You have a pipe break, you have sewage backup, a fire, or maybe a smoke problem in the home where something burned in the kitchen, or you were a landlord and someone was smoking in whatever they were smoking in your unit, and you need to get that odor out. We do that. We do a lot of mold remediation. We can do crawl space services, board ups, dust containments, demolition service. One of the most important services we provide, Scott, is trauma scene cleanup. And that's something no one wants to think about. But it's very, very important because the bloodborne pathogens and those type of things. Something we're going to talk about later today, too, with you, ties in with that trauma scene because right. we have to assume the person that passed had hepatitis or HIV, and,
sure.
and we need to clean that, not only where we would feel comfortable with one of our family members moving back into that unit, but also protecting our people that are doing the cleaning.
Yes, sir.
And that's very, very important.
Right. Well, I mean, it's easy to say. Every hour changes here these last couple of weeks here with what we're dealing with here, not only in Colorado, but, of course, across the world, it seems. And that's this coronavirus. And, Jim, we were talking yesterday and a little bit before the show here. And, you know, and I want to just – I'll be very clear right here. What we're going to talk about is absolutely no guarantee of anything. But you know what? It can help you get your home, office, church building kind of to a ground zero here, and that is an application that you guys are offering at Colorado Cleanup Services.
Yes, we actually had several of our people take the courses and be trained on this just last week. We have secured the products that are needed to do that, and it's the products that we're using really are in layman's language, chlorine dioxide, but it's been added to the EPA's emerging pathogens list. So it will disinfect the structure and get you to, like you said, kind of a ground zero where you know that I've done basically all that I can to make this a safe environment.
Sure. And so it would just be a deal, so we can talk about it a couple of ways here, for the home where your team would go in a home and they would just spray all, just in every bedroom, basement, everything. And what about like around furniture and different things like that?
Yeah, we're going to open the drawers and things to make sure that it's really a fog more than a spray. I mean, okay. You see on television, Scott, you know, these guys and their PPE suits across the country, and they're spraying this mist. This is a fogging system, and it will truly disinfect whatever it touches. So I think we're on the right track here. We've already done a preschool with it, and I think there's a big demand for this, and we want to help people sleep a little better and know that they've done what they can to disinfect their home or office building or church or school,
sure,
or whatever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And once again, their number, if you'd like more information, 303-237-4406 and 24/7 emergency services there. And, you know, it's always great, too, and you guys have been around a long time, like, say, 16 years you've been doing this. You do also some good things in the community, and one of those is Houses for Warriors. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a brand new organization that was founded by a gentleman named Andrew Canales. He himself is a disabled veteran, and so he started an organization, Houses for Warriors, that will help veterans that either aren't in housing or maybe are in housing that really need more than just a facelift, but almost a total refurbishing. And they're doing their first project right now up in Lock Buoy. A gentleman that lived in a double-wide home, the roof had been leaking for a couple of years, and so it was in pretty bad shape, a lot of mold, and just needed to be basically gutted and started over.
Sure.
And so Andrew contacted us, and we said, yeah, we'd love to help. So we've gone in and done all the mold remediation, and that with the virus and other things, he's had some delays. I think he envisioned it, or initially it was going to be like extreme home makeover, you know, in a week's time, this whole thing was going to be done. It's right. Lasted a little longer than that, but looks like he's going to be moving the veteran back into his home and his wife this coming Sunday at 4:00. And we're real excited to have an opportunity to give back to the community like that. But that's a great organization that's going to do wonderful things.
Right. And real quick, didn't mean to skip over this. When we're talking about this new application that they're offering, it's on a per square footage as far as cost, mm-hmm. You're saying. And, you know, so it just depends on the size of the building or your home and different things. But, you know, for buildings commercially or churches, it could run a little bit less than this. But just a range, you're saying about 60 cents a square foot?
60 square cents per square foot for the typical home would be our price. But, Scott, for your listeners, the first 10 people that call in today, we're going to give them a 10% discount off that.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we appreciate that. Everybody needs all the help they can get today. So I tell you what, if you want to check into this, give them a call, and I would highly recommend it. I know we're going through it at my home. So 303-237-4406, 303-237-4406. So when you talk about all the water backup and all the things, I mean, with the run on toilet paper, we may be having a lot of that because people may be using some other rags or whatever. I don't know. But, I mean, it's that's always a mess. I mean, in such a field to disrupt your home, isn't it, when you have that sewage backup kind of thing?
It is, and lots of things can cause that, including we're coming out of winter. When the tree roots come out of dormancy, they tend to seek a wet area, which oftentimes is a sewer line or a septic line that's been leaking, and those tree roots will grow in there, and pretty soon you got a backup. And we call that black water or Category 3 water. It's filled with dangerous bacteria.
Wow.
It's not a do-it-yourself project, in my opinion, and you need to have professionals come in and clean that up and sanitize it so that your family's not exposed to that.
Yeah. Anytime really you have water in a room, it's not that it has to sit there for 3 or 4 days. Even sitting there for a few hours can really cause a lot of damage, right?
Yeah, it can. And, you know, makes wood swell, and the drywall, it literally wicks up almost like a straw. And of course, on the back of that drywall, you've got paper. So you could have something organic that, as little as 48 to 72 hours, you could grow mold.
Right. And a lot of people don't think about mold in Colorado, but, I mean, it's here.
It's in the Sierra Desert. If you have a water event or high humidity, something organic for it to grow on, which, of course, is the wood products in your home or the paper or even dust, and then that right temperature that we're all comfortable with, you're going to have mold.
Right, absolutely. Once again, you can check out their website. It's ccsmold.com. And once again, their number, 303-237-4406. And Jim was kind enough for the first 10 callers. If you want to get more information about this application that they will do that comes in, and again, I want to be 100% clear, and Jim does as well, this does disinfect your house here for this coronavirus. But it is not an end-all, be-all. I mean, if someone came in, a few days later and they had the virus, you are no longer protected. But you know what? If you're kind of doing like everybody else and locking everybody out, it's just your family in there, I would highly recommend this. 303-237-4406. And, you know, Jim, another thing, this happens so much with what you do. I was talking with Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, with body work on cars. Insurance companies sometimes try to steer people to, quote, their preferred people. Now, many times you're on their preferred list, but sometimes you may not be with some obscure insurance company. But we want to let everybody know, when you have damage to anything, you get to pick who you want to fix stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a... It's called the Insured's Bill of Rights here in Colorado. Sometimes the insurance companies can be a little forceful or make it sound like you have to use their person, as you alluded to, Scott. But as the homeowner or the policy owner, you absolutely can pick anybody you want. And there's a lot of companies out there. There's some good companies out there, and there's a bunch of them that I would not personally let in my house.
Right. And, you know, if you see a leak, that's the big thing. So many times we'll see something and think it's just not that bad. But if they see any kind of water leak, they should get with, you know, plumber. I mean, you got Howie over there, you know, Torrey Lakewood Plumbing. Just getting leaks fixed, and don't let water hang out. That's the best thing.
They don't fix themselves.
Yes.
And like our owner, Randy Johansson, says, it's not like wine. It doesn't get better with time. It only gets worse. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be. Plus, you potentially expose yourself to things you shouldn't be exposed to.
Sure. Now, you mentioned earlier, a lot of competition in this field that you're in. And you'll see bands all over. But talk about just some of the credentials that you guys have that you're proud of.
Yeah, we're an IICRC certified firm. To most of your listeners, that may not mean anything. But it's really the kind of the governing industry over our industry and the training that they provide. That's something we're pretty proud of because many companies don't have that. As you mentioned, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've actually won the Gold Award several years where we've had absolutely zero complaints. We also are proud recipients of the Women's Choice Award.
Right, yeah.
And
what does that actually mean?
Well, it's a great question. You know, there's some big, big companies like Goodyear Tire, GAF Roofing that have that designation. To our knowledge, we're the only independent remediation company in the country that has that. But Women's Choice Award's an organization, nationwide organization, that you can apply for. They surveyed a large group of our women customers, and they found at least 9 out of 10 would highly recommend us to their family and friends. So we're pretty proud of that.
Right. Once again, Jim Minter is with us. Colorado Cleanup Services is the company. And, hey, residential homeowners, residential builders, insurance companies, homeowners association, builders, commercial properties, property management companies, they can help you. Give them a call, 303-237-4406. And, you know, Jim, it's great when, you know, you work with a lot of companies and have been working with them for a long time. And it's great, I think, if you're a property management company or, you know, a commercial built, whatever, you got that one guy you know you can call, depend on, and you don't have to worry about price and all things because you know they just take care of you and they do a good job at the same time. So those relationships are always very, very good.
Yeah, another thing, Scott, we take the project from beginning to end. So if we had to come in here and remove flooring or drywall or whatever, a lot of companies go, okay, we're done, see ya. And then you've got to go find somebody to put all that stuff back.
Gotcha.
We can put it all back and paint it and do all the things so that you're dealing with one company versus multiple companies.
Good deal. All right. Again, Jim Minter, 303-237-4406, 303-237-4406. And if you've got any questions about the application that Jim just went over, once again, first 10 callers, Jim will give 10% off. All you got to do is mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. Again, the number 303-237-4406. So, Jim, a lot of great information, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break and be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we are glad you're with us once again. Check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com. Also, referralsforseniors.com, and that is a separate website that we have, and got a relationship with some great companies there that help out seniors, and we are always looking for good companies to add to that. So if you're a company out there or know of one that does some great things for seniors, we certainly want to be of help to them, especially during this time that we are all going through now. Jim Minter is hanging a few extra minutes here with us, and got another guest going to be showing up here in just a couple of minutes, but just going to finish up with Jim here, just a few more things. So Jim, talk about, you do something 16 years, that starts out with, you know, great ownership, great management, but also great employees. So just kind of talk about your team there a little bit.
our technicians are really, I mean, they're the backbone of our company. They're the ones that the customers see. They're the ones that come in and save the day. You know, we call them kind of like firemen. You know, when they show up, they're there to help you and get things back to normal. So we're very, very pleased with the crew we have. It's a tough job. It's a very tough job. You're asked to get up in the middle of the night and go out and you know, do things that most people wouldn't want to do in their entire lifetime.
Most of them aren't happy they're even having to call you.
No, and have a smile on their face. But you mentioned insurance. I mean, we work closely with insurance companies. More times than not, those insurance companies will take care of many of these services we provide, and we will help you with them and work with them closely to make sure that you're reimbursed.
Right. And as I mentioned, they serve the whole Colorado Rocky Mountain region. Emergency service response, they're fully insured and bondable. Prompt professional service, members of the BBB, A-plus rating there. Also, like I say, with great organizations like us at Haystack Help, Team Dave Logan, and others, and just great, great people. So you know what? Hey, letting people in your house or business, you always got to be careful these days almost. But you know what? This is a great company that I highly recommend and put my life with. So give them a call if they can be of help to you, 303-237-4406. And, Jim, I think another important part you brought for a break there, you said, you know, hey, a lot of people come in and do certain aspects of the service, but then leave only to put you trying to find another company to finish up some different things there, but you guys got a great network. So kind of talk about maybe some of the other fingers that come off your business, so to speak, that you guys can help with.
Sure. This rebuild portion I think is really important because, again, when our guys walk into your home, you're going to develop a level of trust with them very quickly. Now they've remediated or dried out, cleaned up the sewage backup, whatever the case may be. Do you really want to go through that process again and now have to find another company to come in? And if there's a problem down the road, Scott, you can get this, well, it's their fault. They didn't do this right. Or, you know, we did our part right. When we own it from beginning to end, we're the people that stand behind it. You don't have to worry about, well, I didn't put that screw in the drywall through your drain pipe. That must have been somebody else. You know?
Right. Absolutely. Well, again, it's Colorado Cleanup Services, CCS Mold. .com, their number, 303-237-4406. So, Jim, our guest will be here in just a second, but let's just kind of talk about where we are today. And you as a business owner, you know, you own a business for a number of years and all. And so what do you think about all this? I mean, just, you know, personal level, personal opinion.
You're talking about the coronavirus?
Yeah, coronavirus. And
well, Scott, I was kind of a naysayer up until last weekend. I mean, I thought, not that I didn't believe it was true, but I thought it was being way overblown. You look at the comparison of sicknesses and even fatalities compared to the flu virus. You know, it just seemed like the media is making this much bigger than they need to be to sell newspapers or slots on the television or whatever. But the more and more I've looked into it, I've got to give my daughter credit. She really brought to my attention, Dad, this is real and it's getting worse and we need to take the proper precautions. And I think she's absolutely right, but I my eyes didn't really open up to how severe it was, and it's going to get worse before it gets better until Sunday morning. And so I'm glad I realized that and we're taking proper precautions and you know, have become believers, I guess.
Sure. And, you know, man, our hearts go out to everybody, and they may be going out to me at some point, too, because, I mean, you know, man, this is going to, this has just affected so many people's lives and just their day-to-day business. And you look at the restaurants and all the different people there. So, hey, recommendation, go buy these restaurants that you've been frequenting. Buy some gift cards. You know what? They're going to do their best to stay in business. And you know what? If something happens, they end up not being there. Hey, you did a good thing, but, you know, go get some gift cards from them, help them out, get them some cash like that. I think that's a great way just to support some of our restaurants that we all frequent a lot.
Absolutely, and so many of those folks are dependent upon tips. We're trying to be as generous as we can with tips these
sure,
days, too.
Yeah, that's very, very good, yeah. So, again, difficult time for everyone, but hopefully we will get on a good path here. And I agree with you. I think this is going to go probably another few weeks pretty hard. We're going to see numbers spike here because the more people that get tested, probably the more are going to test positive. And then hopefully we can get to that plateau that, you know, President's been talking about too, where it kind of flattens out, and then we can start recouping here a little bit. But it is putting a strain on a lot. And I don't know about you. I had a dental appointment yesterday that got canceled. You know, had an MRI on my knee and then went to the doctor, and he goes, hey, we're not scheduling anything right now to even review things with you right now because we just don't know what's going to happen over the next few weeks. So we're just in a time that really none of us have really ever seen like this. You agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just a time that we have to be careful, trust the people that, you know, earn our trust and, mm-hmm. and do what they say, and we'll all get through this. But in the meantime, we have to kind of hunker down and do the best things we can to protect ourselves and our family.
Absolutely. Well, once again, Jim Minter, ccsmold.com. Their number, 303-237-4406. Tell you what, we're going to go to a break here. And when we come back, we got a special guest. So don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss the next half hour.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else, you ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. And once again, Jim Minter is going to hang with us here through our last half hour as well with Colorado Cleanup Services. But I am very glad to say Greg Lopez is with us. Lopez for 2022.
That's right.
So Greg is running for governor and 2022. And we're going to be doing some things here on the show with Greg. And met Greg a couple of years ago at the National Western Conservative Summit. And have just keep bumping into each other. So, hey, that's kind of meant to be. And love all the things that Greg stands for. And I tell you, I think we got a lot. We got a lot of work to do. And especially now, Greg, wow. What's your assessment of where we are today here at 1229? Because we know it's going to change at 1 o'clock.
I know.
First of all, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, I mean, it is kind of interesting, right, what's going on across our country and what's going on here in Colorado and, you know, the mindset that seems to have kind of embedded itself, not only in the business community, but also in our leadership. And I can tell you, you know, Scott, I'm a little concerned as to how quickly things are moving and shifting. Because traditionally, you know, when these types of situations arise, people sit down at a table and they look into the future, but they don't take drastic measures, you know. And, you know, I'm a former military, you know, I'm a veteran, you know, and I was thinking about this, you know, and even in the military, there is this, you're probably familiar what with the DEFCON scale,
right?
You know, 5 to 1, and how slowly they progress and move forward. I would have much rather have seen Colorado take a position that says, you know what, we're going to evaluate how things evolve, but we have a system, right? And I would have introduced some type of process where, look, we're going to have 5 different milestones, and when we hit the first one, we're going to look at implementing a couple of things.
We'll enact this at that time.
Right. You know, when we hit the second level, if we should ever hit the second level, right, we're going to implement a little bit more, and then progress in that fashion, because when you think about it, all this activity that the governor's office has done and a lot of governors across the country, they never allowed the mindset of you and I to adjust to what's going on.
Right.
All of a sudden, they announced tomorrow, all restaurants, all bars, all these things, you can no longer go, And they had all of a sudden announced, from within 2 days, they went from it's okay to gather in big groups to 250.
Yep.
And then they went from 250 to 10. so quickly, and I think that is one of the things that I probably would have done a little different. I would have hoped that, we have taken a little bit more cautious steps as we move forward, and I just want to tell everybody, here in Colorado that, guys, we're all on this together.
Sure.
There's no doubt about it. But you know what? When you look at all the other potential viruses, specifically the flu, when you look at how the flu develops, and a lot of people are not aware of that, it's really not as, I don't want to say it's not as severe because we don't know yet, but when you look at the numbers of death that the flu does every single year,
right?
It's nothing compared to what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. And yet we've never shut down our economies because of what the flu does.
Right.
And I have some numbers, but, my biggest concern, is small business.
Right.
As you know, I am the former director for the United States Small Business Administration here in Colorado. And so I recognize that the heart and soul of our country is small business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying that when corporate America sneezes, small business catches pneumonia. Because, we struggle every day to try to provide jobs, and we all work off of tight margins.
Sure.
So anytime that someone is telling you need to shut down, I don't think they truly understand what it costs to rev back up, And so even with the president, I think the president's doing a great job. I'm a little concerned with his approach of doing SBA loans to small business. And let me tell you why, okay? SBA does not do direct lending, and so they have to use the banks. Now, the banks are the ones that are going to go through the paperwork and the processes, but there's no criteria that says you don't have to follow your 5 C's of credit. Do you have good collateral? Mm-hmm. Does this person have good credit? Can they pay it back? All those types of things, and so it really is tough times, and I can tell you, small business, I have a lot of small business friends in the hospitality industry. And, what we need to do as Coloradans is try to do as much as we can to help those individuals to the best of our ability.
Absolutely. And Jim, as a business owner, you worked a long time to build a good staff. And all of a sudden you got to shut down for 8 weeks or so, or 10 weeks. Those people are going to go find something to do. They have to.
They do have to.
And then they get into something else, and in 10 weeks they might be available and they want to come back to you, and they may have found something else to do, and then you've lost them. So when Greg talks about the cost of revamping up, you may be looking at needing to rehire everyone that used to work for you for 10 years.
Well, and with unemployment so low before this happened, we had an awful hard time finding people.
Right.
Now that this has come along, we're going to do everything in our power to keep our people on board, but they've got bills to pay, and it's a very unprecedented time.
Right. Greg Lopez is with us. Hope you'll follow Greg on Facebook, and it is Lopez for 22. And Greg, you got a pretty good campaign, and we'll get back to our topic here, but you got a kind of a campaign that you're doing where, we're trying to raise some money for you a little bit. And I tell you, when you first told me this, I had to put it to a calculator because it's like, how can that work? But it really did. And let's face it, no one will ever outspend Polis.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. No one.
And, you know, and to your point, right, I mean, talking politics and looking into the future about the leadership, you know, as most people know, I ran in 2018. You know, I was on the primary ballot. I was not successful to get to the general, but even then I was very worried about what would happen, you know, if we didn't have the right person in the governor's office. And, you know, before the coronavirus, the governor was doing everything he could to turn Colorado into California. You know, all you had to do was look down to California to see what next regulation or next bill he was going to introduce. And it's very similar, if not identical, right, to what California is doing. You know, and so I don't think anybody in Colorado wants to be California. Even the people that moved from California to Colorado don't want Colorado to be California. Mm-hmm. And yet it seems that that's what the governor is doing. And so, you know, to your point, the governor spent $23 million of his own money to become the governor. Now, you know, I'm just like everybody else. You know, I can't write a $23 million check.
Right.
You know, I struggle writing a $500 check, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not about the money. It's about connecting. And while money is important, and to your point, I put together a little strategy that says I'm going to raise $3 million. You know, and I'm going to raise $3 million to be the candidate for the Republican Party to make Governor Polis a one-term governor. And I really don't think I need more than $3
million. I think I just heard a cheer. Yeah. looking out the window, I think I just saw a vibration and a cheer.
You know, and what I'm asking people is, you know what, we need to identify 12,500 people that are willing to commit to making a contribution of $10 a month for the next 24 months. And we will raise $3 million by March of 2022.
Wow.
You know, and it's like a small business, right? You have cash flow. Mm-hmm. So you know that, you know, as the campaign starts gearing up, you're going to need a little bit more cash to do things. But what I've really heard from a lot of people is that, you know, Greg, that is a fantastic approach because I never knew what to give to a campaign.
Right.
And I didn't know if I should write a $50 check or a $100 check, but... And I always wondered, is this enough?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're asking me for $10 a month, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't necessarily give me pause for concern because it's a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, you used to be able to say it's going out to lunch, you know.
Yeah.
and so it's not much. But you know what? That's what we're doing, and it's working very well. And I would encourage anybody that would like to do that to go to my website, LopezForGovernor2022.com. And feel free to make a donation and just hit recurring. You know, and a lot of people are doing $5, $10, $20, whatever they feel comfortable with.
Sure. And, you know, I think a lot of times people, like you said, that's a great point because they think, I was going to give $50, but what's that going to do for the guy?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, you get 12,500 people giving $50.
Oh, yeah.
That does a lot for the guy.
Right. It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, and so... And I want everybody to know that, you know, look, I come from humble beginnings, and I'm a very frugal individual. I don't, you know, waste money. Sometimes even my family, you know, will say, you know, I can't believe you still go to the flea market. you go to Goodwill. I say, you know, I buy all my books secondhand.
Yeah.
You know, I very seldom buy a brand new book off, you know, a major retailer.
Sure.
But that's just the way I was raised.
Right.
You know, and, you know, in the last election, I came in third in the primary. And so what a lot of people don't understand is that, and I'm going to give you some quick numbers. You know, Walker Stapleton spent $3.6 million. Victor Mitchell spent $5 million. Doug Robinson spent close to $1 million. Now, Walker came in first. Victor came in second. I came in third. And Doug Robinson came in fourth. I spent a total of $63,000 in my campaign to run for governor. And I came in third, got 13.7% of the vote. It cost me 94 cents a vote compared to it cost Walker $14 a vote. Victor Mitchell paid $33 a vote. And Doug Robinson paid $18 a vote. So what that tells me is that, you know what, my message, our campaign with connecting with people, they understood what we were trying to do. They understood that we would do the right thing for not only rural Colorado, but the urban corridor, you know, and because I live in Elbert County, which is considered rural, and I was the mayor of Parker, I understand the urban corridors and so forth, people were starting to feel very confident that I truly knew what it was to be a governor and how to communicate with all voters. And to that point, though, I want to make sure people know this. If you're out there in rural Colorado anywhere, know that you have a champion in me, because I see very clearly that the urban corridor is silencing the voice of rural Colorado, because the population bases are in the urban corridor. And one of the things that I'm going to do as governor is I'm going to introduce an electoral college system for the state of Colorado for all statewide elected officials, which now is going to require elected officials to not focus only on Denver, Adams, Jefferson, and Douglas, but they're going to have to go out into rural Colorado. And what that'll do, hopefully, is it'll force statewide elected officials to understand that they have to balance the lifestyles and the needs and the economic engines of rural Colorado with the urban corridor, because not everything is going to work. You know, it may work in the urban corridor, but it may not work in rural Colorado. And I think that's the only way we're going to get the voice back of rural Colorado back into government.
Absolutely. Greg Lopez is with us. Lopez for governor 2022. Go on and do that, folks. Listen, $10 a month for the next 24 months. You know what? Even in our times that we are in right this second, we can all do that. We need a change, I mean, desperately. So I hope you'll go and do that. And we're going to be doing a lot of things here with Greg over these next 24 months. And hope that we can let you know wherever he's going to be and wherever he may be speaking, different things like that. But Jim Minter's with us, if you're just joining us, Colorado Cleanup Services. But Jim, here's what a part that I like just as a business guy too, that, you know, so many times you see things with, you know, politicians that are up there and they've been, you know, in it their whole life. And while we don't know everything about them, it's like, you know what, they have no way to understand what I'm going through as a small business guy. And I like the fact that Greg understands exactly everything we will be going through as a small business through even this time.
Absolutely. And I tell you, Greg, that's pretty impressive. 63 cents a vote.
94 cents.
94 cents a vote. You know, Polis with his $30-some million, $23 million, that maybe makes him feel pretty secure. Maybe he should talk to Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, I'm a firm believer that it's not about the money. You know, you got to have candidates that have a strong message that can actually connect with the voters. Like Scott was saying, right? Someone that can truly understand, you know, what the voters are going through, you know, and the challenges that they face every single day in their families, you know, and those are the types of things that I think, for the most part, most Republicans aren't very good at communicating with the general public. You know, I come from humble beginnings. You know, my dad had a sixth grade education, never really learned to read and write. My mom has an eighth grade education, and I've never forgotten where I come from, you know. And I tell people, look, I'm not all that in a bag of chips. I'll never be the smartest guy in the room, but I'll always be the guy in the room that listens and asks the right questions to make sure that we're making good, informed decisions. And and I've always been one that, you know what, if I make a decision today based on the information that I've received, and then 2 days later I get new information that would have caused me to make a different decision, I'm going to go back and change the decision.
Sure.
I'm not going to hide behind the fact, well, you made a decision, you can't go back and change it, because people are going to wonder, well, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, it's how you explain it. It's how you present it. You know, and if you tell them you got new information, people will accept that. You know, and the other thing that, you know, I think makes me unique, Scott, is that a lot of people don't know that the Democratic Party invited all the Republican gubernatorial candidates to the Democratic gubernatorial debates. And I was the only candidate that would go to the Democratic gubernatorial debates. No, I sat next to Jared Polis and Kerry Kennedy and Donna Lynn and Scott Johnston, and in front of 300 to 400 Democrats. Hmm. And when I would introduce myself and I say the difference between me and everybody else is I'm a Republican, you know, the room would go quiet. But I can tell you this, I never got booed. I never got heckled. I never got mistreated. And people would come up to me and they would say, you know, Greg, we're not going to vote for you, but thank you so much for coming. Because we were always told that you guys don't come because you guys don't care. Right. I said, well, I'm here to tell you I do care. And that's why I'm running for governor, mm-hmm. you know. And I went to about 7 to 8 of these debates, you know, and people were expecting me to show. You know, and they would bring their friends to say, you know what, I told you there'd be a Republican here. Mm-hmm. You know, but while I was talking, people would shake their heads up and down in agreement to what I was saying. And there were even sometimes the candidates, I think, forgot I was a Republican because they would say, I agree with Greg. You know, and that is the thing that you will always find about me is that I will go to places that a lot of people don't believe a Republican or a Democrat would go because I truly understand what it is to be a public servant, you know, and you go to where the public is and you engage with them and you talk to them and you let them know that you're trying to do the best that you can based on all the information, but you don't be selective as to who you're going to talk to and who you're not going to talk to.
Right, absolutely. So when you meet with people the first time, maybe you go to a gathering, you visit with somebody and they go, man, I'm so surprised to find that out about you. What are people probably most shocked, you know, once they spend a few minutes with you and they go, I had no idea.
Well, you know, it all depends on the audience, right? So if I go into a business environment or a political environment, you know, what most people say is like, wow, Greg, I never truly understood your resume. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that you were a mayor, that you were a strong mayor, that every department head reported directly to you, that you handled public works, the police chief, the attorneys, the courts, because most mayors don't do that, you know, but I was the mayor and the city manager. They're surprised that, you know, I understand transportation. I understand water. I understand all the issues that the state has to deal with. When I go into the business community and talk to them about, you know, they're surprised that I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. They're surprised that I truly understand all the challenges that a small business owner has to deal with and that, you know, and I tell people, a lot of people believe because you're a small business owner that somehow or another you're automatically rich.
Yeah.
They have no idea that,
no kidding.
That you're providing for families and that you got to watch your margins and you're up at night, you know, looking for that next client or trying to do the paperwork. I mean, there's so much that goes on between a small business owner. And then when I do go into the minority communities, right, when I go into the Latino communities, I go into the Black communities, and I tell them that, you know, I'm a Republican.
That's the big shot. Need the defibrillators or clear, right? Clear.
You know, they look at me with shock, and then they're like, Greg, how can you be a Republican? You don't even look like one. You know, and my answer's always been, look, I don't know what a Republican looks like, but can I ask you a couple of questions? And they say, yeah. And I ask them, do you believe in abortion? And 9 out of 10 will say no. I ask them, do you believe that if you work hard, you should be able to keep as much of that money as possible? And they say yes. I said, do you believe that government needs to stay out of your life and allow you to live the American dream the way you want to live it? And they say yes. And I say, you know what? You better be careful because you're starting to sound like a Republican. And they're like, no way. I said, yeah. And they're like, well, no one ever told me. So, well, I'm telling you, your values and our values are identical. You know, and it's time for us to start changing the narrative of who Republicans are,
right?
Who we are and who we fight for. We fight for the poor. We fight for the hard workers. We fight for our kids. We just have a different way of making sure that we hold people accountable for their own success. And I love to share this quote with a lot of people, specifically my Democratic friends. And I say, look, I'm going to share a quote with you. And the first part of the quote is what I believe Democrats are all about. And the second part of the quote is what I believe Republicans stand for. And the quote goes like this. You give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to see as Republicans. We want people to be able to survive and thrive for their entire lives.
Right.
They don't need to be dependent. you know, on somebody just giving them a fish for a day, mm-hmm. you know? And so when I share that with them, you know, you can see the wheels turning. It's like, you know what? Never thought about it that way, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, sir. Greg Lopez is with us. Once again, go to that website, LopezForGovernor22. Put in, and you know what? Hey, let me challenge you a little bit. $10, yeah, that's what Greg's asking for. But you know what? If you can do 20, 40, 50, 100, whatever, just hit that recurring button where we can help him. And you know what? In the long term, help us. Let's make Polis that one-term governor for sure. And, you know, we got about 6-7 minutes here, so I want to get just a couple of topics real quick that are other hot topics, and especially with us and our Sportsman of Colorado show we do on the weekends, the red flag bill.
Right.
Give us a couple of minutes on your thoughts.
You know, I was the only candidate that spoke out openly against the red flag bill. You know, I'm a strong advocate for the Second Amendment. You know, and even the way they couched it, that it was going to help mental health and all these types of things, I mean, that was nothing more, in my perspective, than anything just a facade,
yeah.
right? Because they really, when you look at it and you talk to them, they don't understand that, you know what, the individual that is pulling the trigger is the one that's causing the harm. It is not the weapon. Mm-hmm. You know, you could put a gun on the table and you could have 50 people walk around. If nobody picks it up, it's a paperweight.
Right.
You know? And so I've always been a firm believer that we need to protect our Second Amendments. I'm strongly supportive of the Constitution. You know, and I will work to overturn this red flag bill because it's not going to do what a lot of people are telling you that they're hoping it's going mm-hmm. to do.
No, I agree.
You know? And a lot of people say, great, can we turn back a lot of the rules that are currently being passed? And the answer is yes. We just got to be courageous, we got to be bold, and we got to make sure that people understand what it is that we're trying to achieve here. Mm-hmm. So the red flag bill is something that I have opposed. You know, I have a concealed carry permit, you know. I'm a strong advocate, and, you know, everyone can be rest assured that I'm not going to stand tall and support the red flag bill.
Right, right. And, you know, I was at one of our sponsors yesterday, Green Mountain Guns in Lakewood. About 3 o'clock yesterday, there were 5,100 people in the queue with CBI waiting to get approved for a handgun purchase, mm-hmm. for a gun purchase yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've heard numbers around from January to now that we've had like 14, 15,000 go through, and that was like all last year. So, I mean, people are...
Look, it's
worried.
Yes, you know, because we've created this mindset of uncertainty. You know, I mean, if I tell people, if you really want to, we just got a small glimpse of what socialism would look like. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go in the store and you've never seen shelves empty the way they are, you know, and this is just the fact that, you know, we allow people because of capitalism to buy whatever they feel they need, you know. But people are getting nervous because think about it for a minute, Scott. We first said, you know, just wash your hands. Just make sure you do the right thing. You know, it's not a big deal. And then we move to, oh, okay, right. We need to make sure that you have the social distancing. Got to make sure that, you know, you don't infect other people or whatever. And then they're doing these drive-through testing centers, you know, and we've never seen that before. You see it on TV and it's like, what is this?
Sure.
Right? And all of a sudden, you know, they're telling you, you got to shut down bars, you got to shut down, you know, and people are losing their jobs, and all of a sudden they're like, how am I going to pay my bill? How am I going to pay my mortgage? You know, and so we are creating a mindset, and people are getting nervous.
And wolves, real quick. That's another thing, the wolf reintroduction to Colorado.
You know, I see that, you know, and from my perspective, look, we don't need a wolf. Really? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, nature has its way of doing what it's going to do. And my understanding, there's already a pack of wolves that kind of cross between Colorado and Wyoming. You know, we don't need to be bringing in, you know, and trying to create an environment where they can thrive. Because, you know, a lot of our rural ranchers, you know, they allow their cattle to graze on public lands. And so they're not there to protect them. Mm-hmm. You know, the only maybe, right? But you'll never see this, right? If they said, we're going to introduce a wolf in Colorado, but you know what? If you're a rancher, you feel free to shoot him.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, so we got to protect, even more so, mm-hmm. right? We got to protect our supply chains, our food chains, all those types of things, because it's nice and it sounds great. You know, we should have the wolf, but the wolf is a very dangerous animal. It's a predator.
Yes, sir.
And the most important thing about that animal is it hunts in packs. Mm-hmm. It's not an individual hunter.
Yep.
Like a bobcat or a cougar. No, sure. These guys, they're packs.
Right.
You know, and so it's a dangerous animal to begin with.
Absolutely. Jim, any thoughts?
Well, Scott, you and I are both hunters. And when you're way, way back in the back and you're elk hunting or mule deer hunting, I mean, you're there by yourself oftentimes. And a pack of wolves comes up on you. That is not a good situation.
No. Mm-mm.
Yep.
And sure. I don't think, you know, and I don't think people truly, those that are promoting it, that are trying to bring, they have, I don't think they've ever been out there right, yeah. to truly understand what you're talking
exactly.
about, right? And so they just look at it as from an environmental, ecological standpoint, but they don't realize that they're going to put a lot of people in danger.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is there will be compensation for the ranchers if they can provide the caucus. Do we really need to be spending more money on things?
Well, think about that, right? I mean, they already recognize, right, that it's going to cause harm.
Right.
So let's go ahead. And it's like everybody has a price tag.
Sure.
Right? And what is it going to be?
Well, the lady that I told you that I had on Moffitt County the other day, they're saying, you know, wolves a lot of time will drag off the carcass. Yep. And so they can't even find the carcass. They just go out and count the cattle. There's four missing.
Right.
They can't find. So then they don't get paid.
Right. Yeah, it's just wrong. You know, bottom line, it is a wrong idea. It is a bad idea, and we should not support it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Greg, we're looking forward to doing some stuff with you, man. I'm excited about it, and we're going to do all we can to help you. Lopez for Governor 2022, go on, make your donation, and hit that recurring button. And like I say, Greg's just simply asking for $10 a month for 24 months. If you can do a little bit more, add another $5 or $10 to it, please do that. And like I say, you're going to be hearing a lot more from Greg here on our show. So, Jim, thanks for hanging with us a little bit here from Colorado Cleanup Services.
Glad to do it, Scott. All thanks right, for
sir.
Having me.
All right, sir. And Greg, thank you, sir.
Well, you betcha. It's always
all
a
right,
pleasure.
We'll look forward to our next visit. Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.